Chapter 30. And the word of Jehovah continued to occur to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy, and you must say, This is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. Howl, you people! Alas for the day! For a day is near, yes, a day belonging to Jehovah is near. A day of clouds, an appointed time of nations it will prove to be. And a sword will certainly come into Egypt, and severe pains must occur in Ethiopia when one falls slain in Egypt, and they actually take its wealth, and its foundations are actually torn down. Ethiopia and Put and Lud, and all the mixed company, and Cub and the sons of the land of the covenant, with them they will fall by the very sword. This is what Jehovah has said. The supporters of Egypt must also fall, and the pride of its strength must come down. From Migdol to Syene they will fall in it, even by the sword, is the utterance of the sovereign Lord Jehovah. They must also be made desolate in the midst of desolated lands, and its own cities will come to be right in the midst of devastated cities. And they will have to know that I am Jehovah, when I set a fire in Egypt, and all its helpers are actually broken. In that day messengers will go forth from before me in the ships, in order to drive self-confident Ethiopia into trembling. And severe pains must occur among them in the day of Egypt, for look, it must come. This is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. I will also cause the crowd of Egypt to cease by the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babylon. He and his people with him, the tyrants of the nations, are being brought in to reduce the land to ruin, and they must draw their swords against Egypt and fill the land with the slain. And I will make the Nile canals dry ground, and will sell the land into the hand of bad men, and I will cause the land and its fullness to be desolated by the hand of strangers. I myself, Jehovah, have spoken. And this is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. I will also destroy the dungy idols, and cause the valueless gods to cease out of Noph, and they will no more prove to be a chieftain out of the land of Egypt, and I shall certainly put fear in the land of Egypt. And I will bring Pathros to desolation, and set a fire in Zoan, and execute acts of judgment in No. And I will pour out my rage upon Sin, the fortress of Egypt, and cut off the crowd of No. And I will set a fire in Egypt. Sin will without fail be in severe pains, and No itself will come to be for capture by breaches. And as regards Noph, there will be adversaries during the daytime. As for the young men of On and Pi-Beseth, by the sword they will fall, and into captivity the cities themselves will go. And in Tehaphnehes the day will actually grow dark, when I break there the yoke bars of Egypt. And in her the pride of her strength will actually be made to cease. As for her, clouds themselves will cover her, and into captivity her own dependent towns will go. And I will execute acts of judgment in Egypt, and they will have to know that I am Jehovah. And it occurred further that in the 11th year, in the first month, on the 7th day of the month, the word of Jehovah occurred to me, saying, Son of man, the arm of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, I shall certainly break. And look, it will not be bound up at all in order to give it healing, by putting a bandage on for binding it up, for it to become strong to take hold of the sword. Therefore this is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah has said. Here I am against Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and I will break his arms, the strong one and the broken one, and I will cause the sword to fall out of his hand. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and disperse them among the lands. And I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and give my sword into his hand. And I will break the arms of Pharaoh, and as a deadly wounded one, he will certainly do a great deal of groaning before him. And I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and the very arms of Pharaoh will fall. And they will have to know that I am Jehovah, when I give my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he actually extends it out against the land of Egypt. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and disperse them among the lands. And they will have to know that I am Jehovah.